In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison responds to criticism of his remarks on female empowerment. The baby son of British IS bride Shamima Begum has died. And in the A-League, the Wanderers rule out signing on Melbourne Victory star James Troisi. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has responded to criticism over comments he made about female empowerment on International Women's Day. During an International Women's Day address in Perth on Friday, Mr. Morrison said the success of women shouldn't come at the expense of men. The remarks have since been picked up in media outlets from the US to the UK. Mr. Morrison says the comments were meant to promote unity among Australians.
As a father of two daughters, I have three wonderful women in my life with Jen and my two girls. And I'm a champion for women, for them, out of direct self-interest, I've got to say, but for all women across the country. And so what I was saying yesterday is I don't want to see this agenda pursued by setting women against men. No. Australian against Australian. No. I want to bring all Australians together.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the Liberal Party absolutely has a women problem and requires structural reform to assist more women into Parliament. Speaking in Oxford University, Mr. Turnbull says changing the party culture will require institutional reform, such as a 50-50 male-female split on pre-selection panels.
The culture with respect to women and respect for women and attitudes to women in Australian politics is more like the corporate world in the 1980s, maybe a bit earlier. It is quite, it's far too blokey, far too blokey.
The Liberal Party has a goal of 50% female representation by 2025, but has admitted it's unlikely to reach that with its current level of 23% female representation. Police say the man arrested for the alleged murder of Sydney woman Samar Baker was an acquaintance of hers. A 32-year-old man has been arrested at a shopping centre in Hurstville and charged with the murder of Miss Baker after relatives reported her missing on January 4. A search for her body continues as police scour the bushland at Yarra in southern New South Wales. Acting Assistant Commissioner Julie Boone says any information on a car they believe is linked to her murder could be critical to the case.
Police are appealing for anyone who's seen a silver Mitsubishi Lancer sedan 2014 model in Early Street, Parramatta, between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. on Friday the 4th of January. We are, of course, hopeful that Samar's body will be found so her family can put her to rest.
The arrested man is due to appear before court on Tuesday after his case received a brief mention earlier today at Parramatta Bail Court. A day in support of Cardinal George Pell to be held in a Melbourne chapel today has been cancelled following a public backlash. Formerly Australia's most senior Catholic cleric, Pell remains in custody awaiting a June appeal date after he was last month found guilty of sexually abusing two 13-year-old choir boys in Melbourne during the 1990s. He insists his innocence. A sign displayed outside the Melbourne chapel says the event, organised by Divine Mercy Publications, would not go ahead. And overseas, the baby son of British IS bride Shamima Begum has died of pneumonia, aged less than 3 weeks. The 19-year-old gave birth in a refugee camp in the middle of February, having already lost two children. She wanted to return to Britain but was stripped of her citizenship. Her third child's death has been confirmed by her family's lawyer and a spokesperson for the Syrian Democratic Forces. In sport, football's world governing body FIFA says it's still considering whether to have Kuwait and Oman join Qatar in hosting the 2022 World Cup. FIFA President Gianni Infantino is hoping to expand the number of teams taking part in the tournament, which could mean some games would be played outside Qatar. FIFA CEO Nasser Al-Khattar says the decision will depend on a feasibility study and would require the joint consent of FIFA and Qatar. In the A-League, Western Sydney Wanderers coach Marcus Babbel says he's a great admirer of James Troisi but says he can't afford to sign the Melbourne Victory star. The 30-year-old's contract with Victory expires in May and the Wanderers have been linked with a bid. Troisi, overlooked by Socceroos coach Graham Arnold for January's Asian Cup, has played 100 A-League matches for Victory and was a key part of last season's premiership-winning team. Babbel says Troisi would be a great acquisition but would command too high a fee.
He's a top player, but no, I think we can't. He's too expensive for us.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 30, similar conditions for Adelaide 27, Melbourne partly cloudy 26, Hobart, late shower or 2:25. Canberra, partly cloudy 29. Wollongong, mostly sunny 27. Sydney, partly cloudy 29. Same for Newcastle, 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy 33. Cairns, shower or 2:31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm 33. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.